Celebrating 6 years of telling New York's stories. From the Tommy Lynn stage at the Urban Dove Charter School in Brooklyn, New York, broadcasting across the nation and around the world, this is The Update with Brandon Julian. A three-time winner of the Kingsborough Community College Gold Student Service Award. It's everything that you need to know, because anything can happen in New York. Good afternoon, everyone. This is just a little experiment that we're doing. In the event that we're not able to do a full show, we can still update you on the headlines. So it'll still count as an episode of this show, so you can still stay informed with everything that you need to know. So with that being said, it is Friday, February 9th. I'm Brandon Julian with, of course, being said, a news update. Here now the news. New York prosecutors say that a Brooklyn woman has now been sentenced in connection with a sprawling COVID-19 fraud scheme. The 32-year-old admitted to defrauding emergency programs during the pandemic. Officials say she misused her call center job, part of a program meant to provide healthcare workers with isolation rooms in hotels. They say that she provided free hotel rooms to people she knew weren't eligible healthcare workers or COVID patients, including herself. Prosecutors say she separately forged legal documents to get 30 people into public housing or into larger public housing apartments. She was sentenced to 3 years of probation in order to forfeit $290,000 and pay $360,000. Defense lawyers have now unsuccessfully sought a mistrial in the case against the two men charged in the murder of Jam Master Jay. They say prosecutors improperly guided a witness to testify yesterday that one defendant confessed to her decades ago that he killed the Run DMC star and added that people, quote, get what they deserve. U.S. District Judge LaShawn DeMarcy Hall ultimately denied the mistrial. She noted that the witness had made similar prior statements that could have been broached to the jurors anyway. But the judge angrily told prosecutors that their questions to the witness had crossed the line. The DJ was killed in October of 2002. A new study finds that a new higher-dose nasal spray for reversing opioid overdoses didn't save more lives than the standard dose. However, it was tied to more vomiting and other side effects. The new study is being called the first to provide real-world data on what kind of a difference the 8-milligram spray has made. It found that survival was the same, but the side effects were twice as common in people who got a higher dose. The study was published yesterday. Up north in Pittstown, authorities there say that 10 cars of a cargo train carrying plastic pellets and cooking oil derailed, with two of them ending up in a river. Authorities say the cars were part of a 94-car train that derailed on Wednesday night in the Rensselaer County village of Valley Falls. A spokesperson for Berkshire and Eastern Railroad says that no injuries were reported and no hazardous materials were involved. He says the two cars that fell into the Hoosick River were leaking a small amount of cooking oil and resin. He says the contractors are on site and said the car should be back on the rails within hours. An investigation is officially underway. And up north in Schuylerville, a small plane pilot accused of stalking a woman from the air has now been arrested for the fifth time. The Saratoga County Sheriff's Office says that Michael Arnold of Schuylerville was ordered help without bail following his arrest back on the 1st, on misdemeanor counts of stalking and criminal contempt. He's accused of waiting for and following the victim on January 12th in a violation of an order of protection. Arnold's attorney did not immediately respond to an emailed request for comment yesterday. Arnold is accused of harassing a cafe owner in the village of Schuylerville for more than 4 years, flying low, and sometimes even throwing tomatoes in a nice little twist. We have some important messages to tell you from the MTA and we'll check sports in just 1 minute when the update continues.
From New York, only a rental and only $5 a day. This is the update with Brandon Julian, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Brandon Julian. You know, every day, folks, in this studio, while I give the news to you, I ponder sometimes the questions of the universe that many people wonder and want answers to. Like, for example, why can't I wear white after Labor Day? I bet you never thought of that one, huh?
This is the update with Brandon Julian, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies, it's time for Traffic and Weather Together.
Through the first half of 2024, F trains will run on the E line at all times in both directions between Rockefeller Center and Jackson Heights Roosevelt Avenue because of track replacement along the 63rd Street line. On weekdays, M trains will not run between Rockefeller Center and Forest Hill 71st Avenue. Trains will run between 57th Street on the F line and Metropolitan Avenue. A special F shuttle train will run every 20 minutes between Lexington Avenue, 63rd Street, and 21st Street, Queensbridge, stopping at Roosevelt Island. The shuttle train will not run overnight. Free shuttle buses will run between 21st Street, Queensbridge, and Queens Plaza on days and evenings, and between Roosevelt Island, 21st Street, Queensbridge, and Queens Plaza overnight. Through early 2024, Manhattan-bound 7 trains are skipping 111th Street and 82nd Street, Jackson Heights, because of station improvements. For nearby service, use a Flushing-bound 7 train or use the Q32 or Q48 buses on days and evenings along Roosevelt Avenue. Through the summer of 2024, Manhattan-bound J and Z trains are skipping 75th Street, Eldridge Lane, and Woodhaven Boulevard because of station improvements. For nearby service, use the Q56 bus making stops along Jamaica Avenue. The New York City Police Department would like to remind you to keep your belongings in sight and to stay aware of your surroundings. If you see something suspicious in the station or on the train, tell a police officer or an MTA employee. MTA crews are here to help us get around. Let's treat them with respect. Assaulting a New York City Transit employee is a felony, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. The fare on local, limited, and select bus service is $2.90, with the exception of the BX18A, BX18B, B60, M116, Q4, Q4 Limited, S46, and S96 Limited, until March 30th. Transfers on all other lines must be requested upon payment of the cash fare. For the S79 select bus service, pay your fare on board the bus. For all other select bus service routes, pay at the kiosk outside and hold your ticket for the duration of your trip. The fare on express buses is $7. Coins are not accepted as a payment on express buses.
Now, with the latest scores and highlights, it's time for the sports update.
Checking sports now. Knicks and the Mavericks playing at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. Luka Doncic at 39 points with 11 assists and 8 boards to lead the Mavs to 122-108 win over the Knicks, who had just 7 players in the second half because of injuries and trades. Former Knick guard Tim Hardaway Jr. had 19, and Derrick Jones Jr. had 18 for the Mavs, who won their third in a row after making a pair of trades earlier in the day to land big men P.J. Washington and Daniel Gafford. Kyrie Irving finished with 16. Dante DiVincenzo scored 36 for the Knicks, who have lost 2 of 3 following a 9-game winning streak. Over in Brooklyn, Nets and the Cavs playing at Barclays Center. Donovan Mitchell scored 27, and the Cavs beat the shorthanded Nets 118-95 for their 8th straight win and the 16th win in their last 17. Evan Mobley added 14 with 12 boards. Jared Allen had 14 with 10 boards, and Darius Garland also scored 14 points. Cleveland shot 53% from the field and had a 45-33 rebounding advantage. Mikal Bridges led Brooklyn with 26 in their 3rd straight loss. Cam Thomas added 17. The Nets were busy at the trade deadline. They sent Spencer Dinwiddie to the Toronto for Dennis Schroeder and Thaddeus Young, and moved Royce O'Neal to Phoenix for Kaidia Bates-Diop, Jordan Goodwin, and a couple second-round picks. They also acquired the rights to Vanja Marinkovic from Memphis. On the ice, Islanders and the Lightning playing at UBS Arena. Matthew Barzal and Bo Horvat each scored a goal and an assist, and the Islanders surged past the Lightning 6-2. Noah Dobson, Kyle Palmieri, Ryan Pulock, and Casey Kazakis also scored for the Isles, who've won their 2nd in a row coming out of the All-Star break. Ilya Sorokin finished with 16 saves and recorded his 16th win of the year. Nikita Kucherov and Brandon Hagel scored for Tampa Bay, but the Lightning lost their 2nd in a row. Jonas Johansson made 18 saves. The joys of bowling and trying to, you know, make people not doubt you. Tell you about it when the update, Brian and Julian, continues.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a 3rd-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Where has the time gone? I really hope that I didn't write that line. Well, maybe I actually did. Time continues to move forward, of course, but it's always nice to look back on the past. It helps us grow as people. Plus, you know, you always have those moments where you're like, oh yeah, I remember that from way back when. Well, that's what we have for you on the update every weekend. And in our new series, where I look back at my favorite episodes from throughout the many years of this program. I've always said over the years that my producers, they love an excuse to have a party. Every weekend, we're going to go into the update vault and play you some episodes from throughout the many years of this program. And in my new special series, where I look back at my favorite episodes from throughout the many years of this show, once a month, I'll play a select episode from that list. I have a whole list of favorite episodes, and we'll play that for you. It's a big party, of course, and you and your friends are all invited. And if you don't know we're having a big party, you will after you hear this soundbite declaring that we are having a big party. So, every weekend, we'll go look out for the update vaults, play some of our episodes from throughout the many years of this show, and of course, also once a month, look out for the list of my favorite episodes from throughout the years. Keep listening, of course, folks, because it'll be a party that you personally will never forget, unless you can't remember that party from, you know, the night before. Now, of course, the update of Brandon Julian will be right back after these messages. And isn't this exciting, folks? Wow. Oh, don't laugh. Getting up notice, but some of you didn't. What? But that actually is pretty darn good. My producers are getting better. Last year, for a surprise, they left me a 4th of July wiener. I found it on the inside of the couch. All right, it is my duty now to send you back to the remainder of this program, so go. Go there now.
Welcome back to the update, everyone, on a Friday. TGIF to all of you out there. I feel like I haven't said that yet, but, you know, TGIF to all of you out there. The joys of bowling. So, this probably needs a little bit of context. So, my people and I went bowling today for my job's appreciation week. There are several different departments, and our department was celebrated this week. So, the last time that I went bowling was last summer with the kids that I work with in summer camp. And some people will say that it didn't count because, you know, they had bumpers. But we were just doing it because we were playing with the kids. It only felt right. So, you know, we went to Bowl 360. And I'm not sure how, but I feel like in the middle of the game, I started getting into a rhythm. I only shot a 7 on the first hole in the first frame. And then a 1 on the second. So, yeah, this started getting bad. But in frames 4, 5, and 6, like I said, I feel like I finally started getting into the rhythm. After 2, I got a spare. Then I got a strike on frame 5. And then in the 6th, after missing it, after missing it, I got a strike or a spare. A spare on frame six. And, you know, there's how many things you could do about bowling. You know, Jim Gaffigan once said, it has to be a germaphobe's nightmare, you know. Here, put on these moist shoes that 10,000 people wore. And put your fingers in these sweaty holes. Now you have the flu. But, I mean, really, I do like bowling. It really is. Also, as Jim Gaffigan once said, bowling, it really is the only sport you get to eat while you play it. You don't see that in tennis. Here, before you serve, let me dig into these plate of nachos. It's a different sport. There's an ashtray literally built into the bowling equipment. Like, really. But also, one thing I've also noticed, everybody that I know of takes this game of bowling. They take the game of bowling very, very seriously. You're right up until you get the first gutter ball. Everybody's like, let me show you how it's done. This is a stupid sport. The worst part of it is that you got to turn to your people right after. Like, that frame is broken. It's foiled down there. Then you start getting the advice from people. But, you know, out of everybody there, I bowled 107. Which I think it's possible. I got a 9 on the last frame. I'm pretty sure I would have gotten another strike if I had gotten that last pin, which I missed. But yes, when in doubt, just go prove the people wrong. This applies to just about anything. But in any event, we'll see what happens next week. Valentine's Day is next Wednesday. That's going to be a lot of fun. And I really hope if you like this, let me know. If we can't do a full show, we'll do more stuff like this. It's brief. It's fast. Some people like the full show, but other people like doing this too. Shrug. Who's to say? But yes, in the words, of course, of Roger Grimsby and Bill Butel, hopefully that your news, folks, will be good news. I thank you very much for joining me. Good luck. Be safe. Most importantly, folks, please be well. Thank you for spending some of your time with us. Hope you have a good weekend, and we will see you right back here on Monday. For the update reporting from New York, I'm Brandon Julian. See you then.